Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Score, stop, score. I think that's what we did coming out. You know, I think we've been pretty dang good at that over the course of the season. Now, obviously, we want to start faster. We don't want to continue to put ourselves in these holes that we're finding ourselves in. But being able to dig ourselves out and be battle-tested, come down the stretch here, we'll have to find ways earlier on in the game to get things going so we don't have to put ourselves in that situation.
Sounds right. Josh Allen moves up to second or tied for second in the MVP odds with yesterday's performance in New England, tied with Drake May. Matthew Stafford is still the favorite, or if he wasn't, he was top two there for a couple of weeks. Rams over the Lions yesterday in a blast of a late game. Detroit is 25% to make the playoffs. Yep. Kansas City is zero. Baltimore is less than 50. Detroit, I mean, we got to get them in. They're fun. No? You don't think so?
I like them, but I don't care enough to rise to the level of got to get them in. You know, fine.
Who's over there that we would replace with Detroit?
Someone not as dangerous.
Seattle?
Fun can be equated with dangerous. Geez, I don't know. Yeah.
What happened there? Did you watch any of that with Rivers?
Yeah. I mean, they won.
I didn't see any of it.
They just couldn't. Neither team could really move the ball, and like they won with 6 field goals, Seattle. So just one of those days.
They almost lost to Philip Rivers.
Oh, yeah. 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 There was go-ahead touchdown with less than go-ahead field goal, excuse me. Rivers, you know, got them close enough for that with like 40 seconds or so to go, I think, 47 maybe.
60 yards.
Yeah. Seattle got the ball back and got their own 50-some yarder, I think, to win it.
I was at a place where there were lots of TVs and they all had the Broncos game. Why would you do that?
I don't know. Yeah, you want to at least get me a
Detroit was on.
Give me a you're right. That's right. Give me a red zone channel or something.
But if not red zone,
if you're not equipped,
Fox.
At least the other game. Yeah,
thank
right,
you.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, that Ram game. Boy, coming out of halftime, they're like, boy, this is going to be great. And then the Rams just kind of put them down. It felt like to me like it was not as great. The Green Bay Denver game was a tighter, more tense game. The Rams just sort of, I don't know, swatted Detroit away as the game went on.
I thought Detroit was the right side there. I liked it when you picked the Rams, but you got there. You did it. Correct. Winner. Pay that man his money. Your friends who know Rounders, are they going to text you? Do I need to do the accent? Pay that man his money. Not even good. Chris is with us. Hello, Chris.
That sounded all right to me.
What's up, fellas?
Hi, Chris.
In South Carolina here, it's a NASCAR country. And kind of grew up noticing that like Dale Earnhardt Jr., for instance, would come out with a strong car at the beginning of the race. And then as he would try to tell the guys in the pit, you know, what needed to be done every time he come in, it's like they was never able to take what he give them and be able to put that information into the car, because when he would come back out, the car would be struggling. I think McDermott is the exact opposite of that. I honestly think that he is the reason for the turnaround the second half of each game that we get put in behind the eight ball. Is I think that he's able to breathe for a minute and get back there with the guys and just be able to talk about what's going on without being caught up in the game. One thing I wanted to ask you guys is there anything that you see that we can maybe do on the offensive side of the ball? Because how could it be, I mean, everybody sees the same game, but how could it be such a struggle every week in and week out, and then five straight drives? I mean, what is it if you guys are seeing on the offensive side of the ball that we're doing different? Because the same bubble screens that's not popping are popping. And I'm not so sure that it's the way that we set up the plays in the first half and it's just coming through for us in the second. What do you guys think on the offensive side of the ball? And do you agree with McDermott maybe being able to just fine-tune everything, not saying by himself, but I would like to put that in his lap.
Well, it's hard to argue with their success coming out of the locker room on defense. And a few of these games that this happened in that I'm even referencing comparing to yesterday are losses. And maybe the biggest reason it worked before yesterday and why yesterday is maybe more significant is that New England has been a good team this year. They have had a great season. And they're not Atlanta, and they're not Houston's nice, but their offense with Mills or Stroud is not like this super dangerous unit. So tightening it up when you're down big against those teams, I think it takes some doing, and the coaching staff should get credit for it. But it largely goes out the window because the offense couldn't get off the mat. I think they've done a tremendous job. At that. I mean, there's a lot of different accounting of what happened yesterday. The looks that they gave Drake May in the second half, never the same thing twice. I'm hearing Dan Orlovsky saying, I don't know if that's 100% accurate or a bit of an exaggeration, but they mixed them up and did a great job. The offensive struggles early in games, I don't really know what to tell you. I mean, yesterday began, the first play they ran probably should have been a touchdown.
Cooks?
Yeah. So what went wrong? I mean,
he didn't catch it.
You know, the start of the game, New England gets the benefit of no sky ref involvement and a quick snap, and they hang on to a long reception that converts a third down. The Bills hit a play that, again, the guy's open, and if he catches it clean, should be able to outrun the defender to the end zone, but he bobbles it, and review comes in, and it doesn't stand. I mean, circumstantially, those are things that happened in the game that led to it being as one-sided as it was, but it doesn't explain game over game what the struggle is offensively early. I don't have an answer for you, like a direct answer. I don't know. It's the same personnel. It's the same guy calling plays. It might be the same as what happens on defense. This is what they're doing to us. Here's what we need to do to counteract that. I'm not sure why that has to take until halftime to happen, but maybe that's as easy an explanation as there is.
I think the point about their defense might have merit, and I'm using the fact that they punted those two times early yesterday as perhaps proof of that. Like, that he wants to evaluate and then eventually we'll make adjustments and we'll get there. It's just living on the wire. I mean, I still don't love the thought that the chances of this team winning all these playoff games this way. I mean, Cincinnati had them, but for a couple of fluky plays. And then yesterday, it's 21-0. So you don't want to live like that. Maybe McDermott probably gets underrated for what he's actually done with the fourth down stuff and aggressiveness. but there's plenty of ammunition on the other side. And what they're doing, punting across midfield twice in the first quarter yesterday, I mean, never gets brought up because they won anyway. Like, that's just, you're really playing it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Careful there. And this is, it's not the same example of it, but this is the problem that so many fans have with all of this, whether it's in the form of who's on the field or these kind of decisions by the coach. We're keeping lesser teams in games unnecessarily for too long because we want to punt or we want to, you know, adjust later. And I don't know. I'm oversimplifying probably. What happened yesterday, the first drive, you mentioned the Cooks drop. The second is their third and four, and Palmer has a false start. Then they get sacked, and, like, that's the end of that. So it's not so much philosophical necessarily as it is just – attention to detail and sort of being sharp at the beginning of games. And on some level, this is in preparation. This is, whether it's game plan or just something else, getting your players ready to go right away, because they have this security blanket or whatever it is now that's not, what do I want there? Safety net? This kind of belief maybe that they can just beat anybody anyway. And, you know, and it makes sense because they do. Even the game in Miami or the game in Houston, like, there's still, like, chances to come back and win. There's just a turnover or a sack or a penalty.
Or a big run play.
Yeah, and you just run out of time.
Ultimately undid them in Miami, but that's right.
If it were like a card game or something where you would be able to keep playing your cards until you're done, or cricket, then they maybe would never lose. But they run out of time sometimes. That doesn't work, does it? But that's not something that should go on the air. The card game.
I don't theory. Even. Yeah, I don't know how.
Cricket.
I don't really.
You just keep batting.
I don't know how cricket works. Right. I know the games last days sometimes. I do know that.
If these games lasted days, the Bills would never lose. Cameron is next. Hi, Cameron.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
I'm a caller, long-time listener.
Thank you.
I'm just wondering, you know, playoffs coming up soon. We have a big receiver room. We need some depth, but it really just seems like it's been Shakir or nothing. I like these three tight end sets, but in the playoffs, when we need that big throw, I don't know if we can trust Jackson Hawes to be out there making catches. I want to see more from Coleman. I want to see more from Gabe Davis. Brendan Cooks, you know, he's come, but he's had some plays, but I haven't really seen much. So I'm just wondering, do you guys think for the playoffs, what are we going to do with the receiver room?
Cross your fingers. I'm not being cute. I mean, they've done what they can do. They picked up guys that were on the street. Hardman is still on the roster. Like, he
I can't wait for the playoffs to come down to him.
I think he will have a role here. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, at least it's possible that he will. He didn't just, you know, come here, get hurt, and go be sent away. Maybe they will waive him as soon as he's healthy. I don't know. But he's here. They grabbed Cooks a couple weeks ago. This is their receiver room, for better or worse, and it's mostly been for worse. So I don't think anything's going to change that. I think you better hope that Dalton Kincaid can, you know, do what he's done most of the year, which is be impactful on minimal snaps. It's nice that they have found a way to, like, you know, get Knox involved, and that's helping. But that's it. That's who I am on offense.
Thanks, I hate it. Coleman isn't in the book. There was a target that didn't count, right? There was a penalty or something.
He drew a pass interference, so they got a first down out of it.
So he doesn't get credit for a target in this game. That was the only one. Cooks, 3 targets, 0. It's been this way for a couple of weeks, if not 5 years, like, or not 5, but 2. 6 completions to receivers yesterday, 5 to Shakir, 1 to Palmer. Everything else is running backs and tight ends. I don't know. I can't lie. Like, to me, this is not a good trait. 35 points. Are we going to set the franchise record again? Maybe. Is that even in the window? Points per game or total points for the season? Maybe it is. I don't know. It's the same every year. And what has happened in other years is, we sit here after these wins, they're almost always wins, and we go, oh, geez, what about this and this and this and this? And then we feel bad about that because, like, you're not happy? Like, what's the problem? And then they have lost in the playoffs, and we're like, you see? Maybe this year they won't. Football Monday, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog with Eric Wood in 20 minutes. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.